नमस्कार। There has been a question about Lord Shiva and about a woman of very ancient times who lived in the Mediterranean area. So I will speak today about these ancient figures. Lord Shiva lived in a time when the world was not so populated, and he laid down organized rules of society and the practices of Tantra, which became widespread throughout the Himalayan area. He was the father of Tantra. Before him, the spiritual practices were known, but they were not systematized. The sadhus of the mountains and the caves did their own systems of meditation, and those became known. But it was when the great Lord Shiva came that those practices became systematized and available to all who would want them. And so he brought practices to the Indus Valley and to the Himalayan cultures. He himself traveled little from his residence, but those who studied with him traveled far and wide. And word spread, and people came from all manner of mountain cultures and communities to study with Lord Shiva. And his teachings crossed the boundaries between the hill people, which were Aryans, and the dark people of the valleys. Both studied with him, both practiced with him. He united the tribes. And out of that came the great civilizations of the Indus Valley. He gave instructions on how to develop systems of water transmission, many different advanced designs for cities. He gave much, and they were adopted by the people and built. And thus the Harappan cultures flourished and thrived from his teachings. And he became the Sadguru, the true teacher, which all worshipped. And so the representation of Shiva became the Lingam. And this iconic symbol became his symbolic representation, even in the early days of these ancient civilizations. He lived in the woods by the waters of the rivers. And due to his great powers and realization, Even the wildest animals came to him and sat quietly in his presence to receive his darshan. And that is why the symbol of Pashupati became engraved as the artists drew Lord Shiva surrounded by the animals of the woods in the most miraculous way. It had stunned the minds of the people who had seen it and had sat with the animals who came to the darshan of Lord Shiva. Quiet and peaceful, getting along with people and with other species. All manner of animals came to sit with Lord Shiva because in his presence they felt complete safety and spiritual harmony. And so they came to do sadhana, just like the people of the caves and from faraway lands in the Himalayas were drawn to Shiva. They came knowing there was a presence they had to go see. And they were not disappointed. For Lord Shiva was a great guru. He was a Sadguru incarnate. And he had knowledge of vast systems that were beyond the ken of those peoples of those days. And he spread knowledge wide. For Lord Shiva had access to the breadth and depth of past and future, as well as present. Being the incarnation of the Sadguru, he was a manifestation of the cosmic mind. The body that he inhabited was the body of an ordinary man that had attained a deep realization, and the spirit of that man merged into Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva, the true Sadguru, took manifestation. That is Mahasambhuti, when the ordinary person reaches a stage of great, great realization and the Lord desires to express through that person, through that vehicle, Lord will take manifestation. And when the vehicle is fully prepared for lifetimes of subtle development, there is complete merger, then the one who is there is Lord Shiva. For the jiva has dissolved into the presence of Lord Shiva. And so was the case that Lord Shiva took form in those ancient times. And became the harbinger of new technologies to build cities, of giving social instruction of how the people should live, and giving the esoteric practices of Tantra. Lord Shiva put together a system of practices known in the day, but not systematized. He put together puja, ritual, and deep, silent meditation, chanting, and the transmutation of energy through ideation upon the great. He explained to the people how to transmute ordinary into sublime. How to take the ordinary experience and make it holy, where the God is seen everywhere, in everyone, in everything. He explained these practices to the people. He gave the rituals, he gave the mantras. And his name became sacred. He was worshipped in his time because his knowledge was vast, far beyond that of ordinary people. And he began schools for those studying esoteric study and for those leading the people and acquiring the social responsibility. He schooled them. He trained them. He gave them the tools, the understanding, and the visions of advancements which they implemented. Out of that grew a great culture, a great people. With many advances unknown at the time. For Shiva was an embodiment of Taraka Brahma, of that tangential point between the unmanifest universe and the manifest universe. He embodied that tangential existence of Taraka Brahma. Taraka Brahma is an aspect of the cosmic mind, where mind dissolves into being. Holding both mind and being, Purusha and Purusha expressed through Prakriti. This tangential aspect of cosmic existence is the point to which mind dissolves. So Taraka Brahma is the guiding light towards Parama Purusha, towards the supreme cosmic entity. There was an earlier expression of Taraka Brahma, even before Lord Shiva, in very ancient times, beyond the memory of today's people. That manifestation occurred in a culture in the Mediterranean, a culture led by women, where women, the great mothers, ruled. It was in the time of the mothers, the clan mothers, and when the clan mothers were forming the city-states. That Taraka Brahma chose to come and facilitate the evolution of human beings. He took the form of a great priestess. a form which was highly evolved. So this woman dissolved her being into the great Lord. And that divine one expressed as this priestess, as this great sadhu. And she gave knowledge to the people. Who were at that time only in isolated clans with the clan mothers and the worship of the ancestors. She brought the clans together, many clans. She formed the system of goddess worship, and she formed the outline and inspiration for the development of the city-states and the uniting of clans under the goddess to come together in villages, in community, for their protection, their strength. Under her, the goddess worship blossomed, for she gave the vision, the knowledge to those ancient clan mothers. And the people of the clans. She went from clan to clan, uniting them, bringing them together, weaving them together, until they came together and she gave the vision of one goddess who all the ancient ancestral women would be a part. And that goddess made the line of priestesses. And the development of the city-states. So she changed the world. Taraka Brahma comes at a time when there is a need for shift, for change in the world. That one never comes when there is no need for such a shift. So he came in the ancient times, she came, when there was a need to change from the tribes, from the clans, to the city-states, a need to unite the clans. And she or he came again in ancient India, what is now India, to unite the people, to give the vision and the knowledge for the cities and the uniting of the culture. And Taraka Brahma came again to give the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita and the great war of the Mahabharata, to teach the ancient people about Dharma and about devotion. And Taraka Brahma came again at this time. To teach the people the vision of a unitary society based in love for divinity. Where all people of all castes, colors, and class have a place, a united society. And so he came to give the inspiration, the ideas. Not to build an organization, but to build society. Organizations come and go, but ideas are eternal. They inspire the minds of those who are ready, and they change the world. So, in the ancient times in the Mediterranean, Taraka Brahma embodied to help the living beings to show the path to freedom and love, and to inspire them in their evolution to unite. And again, in the ancient India, what we call India now, in the Indus Valley, he came and united the people to form what was the greatest culture of that time period. And again, he came when there was a need to understand Dharma and to unite the people in a great religion, a great understanding of the true path, of the true yoga, of devotion, of love, and of Dharma. And again he came. Taraka Brahma, she came, he came. Again, in these times, to further understanding, to bring the seeds of ideas that change the world. It has always been the seed of ideas, not organizations, that Taraka Brahma has brought to the world and seeded the future. This is the mission. This is the expression of the cosmic mind giving grace to the living beings that they may move forward in their evolution. All right? Are there any questions?
This first woman, Taraka Brahma, which region of Mediterranean in relationship to present countries, is there any kind of or closer?
I will not say exactly, but where there was the growth, the most growth of the ancient matriarchal society, you will see her footprint. All right. All right. Namaskar.